As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
We'll do anything to help. Why? Because the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, number one, it's been around since 1920.
Right.
So you're past 100 years, which is great, which isn't surprising. But all of the local money you raise really stays here in our community for the most part, Alan. And before we get to the great event and events, because we'll plant the seed for 2023, because I know the pancake breakfast will be coming back, and 2023 will be here before we know it. Mm-hmm. Who do you help locally, and how can we get involved to help those services?
Well, the 11th annual Operation Chili for Children is going to benefit visually impaired preschool services again. They've been one of our beneficiaries since day one, and we actually created the event to help them out, and they'll receive 1/3 of the funds. The second third is going to Monroe County court-appointed special advocates.
CASA, right?
CASA.
Yeah.
And then the other third goes to the Kiwanis youth programs, the youth leadership programs like Circle K at IU, Ski Club at the high schools here, the Builders Club for junior high, and K-Kids for the elementary schools.
That's it, huh? That's all you're helping out. Just three ways. We're just cutting the pie up three ways. That is fantastic.
Right. That's for with just this event. And we're really, really excited to be back live and in person and indoors at the National Guard Armory, 3380 South Walnut. And this year, the tickets are $8 for adults, $6 for students and veterans, and $5 for kids 10 and under.
How much can I eat? Let's get the important things.
Well, it's all you can eat. And what we have, the menu is you can have a vegetarian chili, a regular chili, Domino's pizza.
Let's talk about Domino's for a second. That's kind of a new partnership you formed here over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
How did that get together? I was with you, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Right after the afternoon of Hoosiers Outrunning Cancer.
Right.
You were collecting pasta for Macum to help out the local food banks, but Domino's was a partner with that.
Right.
Usually when we hear chain restaurants in Bloomington, everybody gets all bent out of shape, but that's... local people work here. Local people own these, and that's a part of the deal as well. That's a neat partnership with Domino's.
Right. All four Domino's restaurants in Monroe County are locally owned, and they've partnered with us at Operation Chili for Children since 2019, and they partnered with us this year in the Harrodsburg Heritage Festival Parade and the Bloomington 4th of July Parade and the Ellettsville Monroe County Fall Festival Parade and for IU Homecoming. And we had a float in the Fall Festival and IU Homecoming Parade, and Domino's official pickup truck towed the float. We had Miss IU Shaylee Barnes on that. And we're very grateful for Domino's. But let me finish telling you the rest of the menu. It's
you're trying to make me hungry here.
Yeah. Homemade cornbread, which is absolutely spectacularly delicious. I mean, it's just incredible. And then we have soft drinks, which are being provided by Bloomington Northside Exchange Club. And I want to make sure, let me look at the menu here. I want to make sure I didn't leave anything.
Well, let's just remind folks, all you can eat chili or vegetarian chili will get you started, ready to go. Domino's pizza. You doing hot dogs this year for kids as well?
Yes, kids 10 and under. Well, anybody can have a
hot
dog.
We have chili cheese dog.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's an idea. We're not going to have cheese. We're going to have some shredded cheese. But
that's perfect. That's all you
have. Meltable cheese.
That's all you need.
And that's pretty good for the low price that we charge. And we try to keep the price low so families can come. And for the adults, we're going to have a bake sale, which will be operated by Pageantry at IU. And those are the students who put on the Miss IU competition every year. And it's the only one in the state that's operated completely by the students.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So and all of that from the bake sale goes into their helping fund their pageantry and doing all their competitions?
No. They're raising the money for VIPs and CASA.
Well, there you have it.
Yes, yes.
So everybody, you got all these do-gooders out there. My goodness.
Right. And we have, we're going to have the Crayon Castle Bounce House for kids. And the sheriff's office is going to have the squad car and Polaris or ATV For touch and tour for the kids.
Yeah, touch a truck, that's hugely popular. Right. And quickly, being a parent, I'll recommend to all the listeners out there, if this is your first Operation Chili for Children, do the bounce house first, chili or pizza second.
Yes.
Let's make sure we have that in the proper order as well. But you've always partnered up with the Monroe County Sheriff's Office as well, so right. to have all of that. Boy Scouts are going to be there. Tell me what they're going to do this year.
Actually, Mike, it's the Scouts.
Oh, excuse me.
It's Scout Troop 148 is going to do the presentation of colors.
You can see how not with the times I am.
Uh-huh. It's going to do the presentation of colors. Mike's face is red. That's why
it
I'm
is.
Laughing.
You can see it through the microphone. Absolutely. I try not to screw things up like that, but I have just done that. The Scouts will be there. That sounds better.
Yeah,
they'll be there.
Well, yeah, and their Scoutmaster is Kevin Trojan, and they'll do the presentation of colors, and then Miss IU Shaylee Barnes will sing the national anthem, and Miss Southern Heartland, Kate Dimmitt, will be playing the violin along with Miss IU.
Very cool. Like an accompaniment.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Now, what time is that going to start? Because I know your event starts at 4:30.
Right.
And we're not going to do that first where everybody, 4:30 is a tough time for folks getting home, but it's a great time if you want to pick something up. Oh, that reminds me of something. But what time does the pomp and circumstance get started?
We start at 4:30. So people who want to go to the football game that night can come. And we run till 7:30. And around 6 o'clock or so is when we do the presentation of colors.
The busy time.
Right.
The busy time.
We also have a coloring and sticker station for kids 10 and under. That's free. All the kids 10 and under get a free balloon.
Now, where are you getting all that fun stuff from? Who's providing all your coloring books and balloons?
Well, the coloring books are provided by Kiwanis Club, and then each child will also get a really nice activity book that's provided by the Sheriff's Office. And Ivy Tech helps us a lot with the free balloons, and Kiwanis Club gives each child a free box of crayons. Of 10
Very
and
fun.
And the whole Kids Fun Zone is sponsored by Ivy Tech.
It's
Ivy Tech.
More do-gooders.
Right.
Well, guess who I'm going to talk to on Thursday afternoon?
Jennifer Vaughn.
Jennifer Vaughn. Yeah. You know why? She's been gone for 3 weeks doing busy stuff.
Right.
So I get her, I'm hoping, this week, and you'll get double dip on the radio this week.
Right.
Another operation. For the people, there are procrastinators, Alan.
Yeah.
Not everybody's as organized as you are.
She's our hero.
Oh, she's the best. You know she's retiring?
Yes.
Can you believe the nerve of that woman?
Yeah.
Just to say, hey, I'm done.
She's done so much for Kiwanis and the children we help that I wept openly when I heard on your show that she was retiring.
Well, thank you for listening. And yes, well, the good news is we get her to the end of the school year, and she's another do-gooder that's just probably not going to disappear off into the sunset. So you know how to wrangle her up for big events.
Right.
Alan Pease is our guest. You can hear that voice, and you should know it from listening to this program. The Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, 102 years of service here locally, presenting Operation Chili for Children, and that's coming up this Friday from 4:30 to 7:30 at the National Guard Armory, 3380 South Walnut Street, down there across from Lisa Allen State Farm. There's a whole new apartment development going right across the street.
New apartment development going everywhere in Bloomington.
Right, but so don't leave out South Walnut Street. They're there. If you've gone to the animal shelter, you've gone too far. Turn around and go back. It's on the west side of the street, down there by Royal and all the great properties and all of our friends down there. And that's another angle here, Alan. Why are we doing it at the National Guard Armory 2nd Battalion 150th Field Artillery? That's another great partnership that you guys have evolved with over the years.
Right. When we first decided to do this, they stepped forward, and because in the first 4 years, the one third of the profits went to the Army's Family Readiness Program, which was
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And that was because so many of our soldiers in Monroe County were being deployed, and this organization helped the families and children deal with that. Some kids really had problems because of the situation. Sometimes both their mother and their father had been deployed in the war. And so when we decided we wanted to do this to help VIPS, they said, well, you can use the armory for nothing. And we said, well, all right. So that's why we decided a third would go to VIPS is Visually Impaired Preschool Services, and a third to them, and then a third to the Kiwanis Youth Programs. And then when the warring kind of slowed down.
Knock on wood.
Yes, please. The family readiness group disbanded. So then for a while we did American Legion Auxiliary's Hoosier Girl State. And we switched to CASA this year with the blessings of the American Legion Auxiliary and our board of directors and the board of directors of CASA, because we've raised so much funds for the Hoosier Girl State that they're fully funded.
Wow.
Right.
And mission accomplished.
Yeah, for at least one full year. So the need at CASA is phenomenal.
That is an unbelievable program,
right?
Because it's court-appointed special advocates. And for people who aren't familiar with it here locally, it's to represent children when parents are not getting along, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. It's to represent the children's best interest when their lives are being torn apart.
Right.
For lack of a better term.
And sometimes it's not because of divorce. Sometimes it's because of drug addiction.
Absolutely.
Or a simple automobile accident.
They can't represent themselves.
Right.
So they have to have somebody help them do it. We've known for years. Talk about angles of fulfillment. CASA always needs people.
Yes.
So while we're always here today, let's, if the commitment is a year minimum because of the training and everything else you have to go through. It takes a very special person to do so. But if you can help, you're helping kids who cannot help themselves. They cannot go into court and argue for themselves. They cannot tell you what's going on. So there's my soapbox for this afternoon before I get back on yours.
You are professionally trained.
Yes, that's the other thing.
Correct. And they do really good for you. And Visually Impaired Preschool Services is an organization that helps children born blind or with vision impairment from birth to age 3 and a half, because there were no other programs in Indiana when they started this 12 years ago. And not only do they help the impaired child, they help the siblings on how to live with a blind sibling.
To help, right, correct.
Yeah, and the parents and the grandparents.
That's
fantastic. And it's a wonderful organization, and there's, you wouldn't know it, but I think they assisted, I think it was 996 kids right now, and there's, as I understand it, 300 still on a waiting list for that.
And people probably think, well, I didn't know that many kids were born with vision impairment. Well, they are, and this is a great way we can get out there and help. And you can contribute to this by just going to Operation Chili for Children. Your ticket sales take care of all this. Alan, you're not required to donate extra. You're more than welcome to do so. If you have a family of four and your bill's $32, just give them $220 and feel good about yourself, because all this money goes to these great programs, great locally and great even local and regional, as VIPS is. And Monroe County, the Monroe County Fire District's going to help you out, huh?
Right.
Bring a Sparky.
Sparky the dog is going to be there. And this is another part of the event that's first time this year. And we're really happy because they're going to set up an exhibit table. And so is VIPS and CASA. The Monroe Fire Protection District has become part of the National Project Lifesaver.
Oh, good.
And they're going to have a table there, and you can
I will tell you a funny story. I've been playing phone tag with Jason for 3 weeks trying to get him on the show, because it's National Fire Prevention Month.
Yeah.
And every time we schedule something, he's on a call.
Yeah.
It never fails. You know what? So I feel terrible. It's my fault. If I would have just said, hey, let's just do this some other time, there wouldn't be all these fires breaking out. They wouldn't be working so hard. But that's the thing. So I'll hopefully get to say hi to him coming up on Friday.
Yeah. Project Lifesaver, I think, is very important. It's a program where if you have a child or a relative in your family who has Alzheimer's or dementia, autism, Down syndrome, or developmental disorders, they're fitted with this device, and I think it's like a bracelet, but
cool.
We'll find out more on Friday.
Oh, good.
And should that person get outside of your home, you get an alarm, so you can immediately go. And it's really becoming more and more prominent across the country, and we're really happy that Monroe Fire Protection District.
Very cool. That
did
is
this
new.
Because if you remember last year, that little six-year-old girl got out of the house, and before they could find her, she drowned.
Awful.
And that was such a tragedy. And this is to prevent tragedies like that. And you can come and register or come and get all the information you want from the representatives of the fire district, fire protection district, at Operation Chili for Children.
Operation Chili for Children is this Friday. It's at 3380 South Old State Road 37 or Walnut Street, whichever. Mm-hmm. Don't go all the way to Kroger. You've gone too far. You'll see it on the west side of the street at the I want to make sure I get my the National Guard 2nd Battalion 150th Field Artillery Base. And Alan, how do I get tickets? Let's get to the important stuff. Where do I go to get my tickets? Of course, I can buy them at the door.
Yes. But we hope people buy in advance
just in case. So we know how much chili to make.
Yeah, but just in case we sell out, we're hoping that'll happen.
Good.
Hey, you go to online, bctboxoffice.org, and that, of course, stands for Buskirk Chumlee Theater.
That's great that they help everybody out, too.
Boxoffice.org, or just call them on the phone, 812-323-3020.
Now, if you show up the day of the show because you forgot to get your tickets and all about it, of course, Alan and the gang are going to let you in. Alan, do I need to bring cash? You're going to swipe debit cards and do all that?
Oh, yeah, we're swiping.
Good.
Jay Stevens.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, it's somebody calling me on my cell phone to tell me they can hear me on the radio.
That's good. I like that. You know, we reach everybody. Yeah. We do. That's great. Yeah.
That's happened before.
But we want to just remind folks that you're never, of course they're going to let you in. Of course they're going to let you help all these great causes there. Fine. They would love to know ahead of time to know how much chili and cornbread and pizza and hot dogs and all that fun stuff. So bctboxoffice.org.
Uh-huh.
That's the way to do it. 812-323-3020.
And if you do come to the door, yes, you can use your debit card, credit card, PayPal or
Google Pay or whatever.
Touch and
they
swipe
got all that fun stuff.
And Square and all that stuff.
Yeah, they want you to help out. So do it. Last question before I got to let you go because we're getting to the top of the hour here. Can I get this to go? If I'm heading to somewhere else, can I stop by? Can you box it up for me?
Yes.
Because I want to contribute, but I might not be able to stay there and eat it. Is that possible?
Yeah. Our people in charge of the food, Natalie Garshaw and Diana Fuller. Natalie's from Bloomington. Diana's from Ellettsville. They made it possible. We have to go cartons. Is that what you call
them? To go box. Yeah. Because you don't want to put chili in a to go box. That'll get all over the place.
Right. And they're and they're biodegradable, thanks to Natalie.
Oh, very smart. Very smart. Very smart. So there shouldn't be any barriers in your way. If you're hungry and if you want to support a great cause, it's this Friday at the National Guard Armory, 3380 South Walnut Street, Old State Road 37. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $8 for adults, $6 for
students and veterans.
Okay, and then $5 for kids 10 and under.
Right.
So get there, enjoy all the fun and games that goes along with it while supporting a great cause. Go ahead, buddy.
I got to tell you something. We're also having kind of a weird silent auction this year. We changed the format. We had some really nice things like tickets to Chimes of Christmas and a gift basket from Olive Leaf and Bloomington Chocolate
Company. Usually get
some
good books in there too, don't you?
Yeah, and we got the 150th anniversary Cincinnati Reds bobblehead because of WGCI.
Oh, very nice. That's a collector's item for sure. Well, Alan, we enjoy helping the cause. We enjoy seeing you in live in the studio here. It's been a while. I've seen you in the wild, but just not in the studio, so that's fun. And again, Operation Chili for Children, KiwanisBloomington.org. You can see all the brand new website. I like that too. You can see all of the great events and everything else that's going on. So do that. Alan Pease, BCTBoxOffice.org. Operation Chili for Children.